USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Three proposed rule changes by the Trump administration could cause millions of people across the country to lose food stamps and decrease the size of the benefits for millions more. Over the past year, the Department of Agriculture proposed three changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP. The new rules create stricter work requirements for program eligibility, cap deductions for utility allowances, and reform for the way 40 states automatically enroll families into SNAP when they receive other forms of federal aid. A study by the Urban Institute examined the three rules in combination and found that 3.7 million fewer people would receive SNAP in an average month, 2.2 million households would see their average monthly benefits drop by $127, and more than 3 million would see an average drop of $37 per month, and almost 1 million students would lose access for free or reduced lunches. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Former Japanese Prime Minister Yoshiro Nakasone, a giant of his country's post-World War II politics, who pushed for a more assertive Japan while strengthening his military ties with the United States, has died. He was 101 years old. As a World War II Navy officer, Nakasone witnessed the depths of his country's utter defeat and devastation. Four decades later, he presided over Japan in the 80s at the pinnacle of its economic success. Black Friday enthusiasts woke up before dawn and traveled cross-state to their favorite malls in search of hot deals, kicking off a shortened shopping season that intensified the scramble between Thanksgiving and Christmas. But the ever-growing popularity of online shopping and holiday discounts that started weeks earlier lightened the frenzy. This year, more people got a head start on gift hunting, lured by deals from retailers trying to compensate for the shorter season. The shopping season this year is the shortest since 2013 because Thanksgiving fell on the last Thursday in November, the latest possible date it could be. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
One of America's biggest marijuana advocates is no longer lighting up. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the story.
Country legend Willie Nelson saying that he had to stop smoking altogether because of his breathing difficulties. The 86-year-old did note he's been a longtime smoker, not just of pot. He started with cedar bark and cigarettes when he was young. Nelson is still on the advisory board, though, of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, and he says he has no plans to quit that, nor to quit touring. I'm Chris Barnes.
As the opioid crisis continues throughout America, users who want to get high are now taking a drug that's been traditionally prescribed for nerve pain. Gabapentin is the generic drug that is typically used to treat nerve pain and seizures. The 25-year-old drug is now one of the most prescribed medications in the country. According to Stephen Evans, MD, medical director of the American Addiction Centers, gabapentin was prescribed off-label for pain because it was thought to be a safer alternative to opioids. Thousands of Americans have died over the past few years because of overdoses from gabapentin. Sedation, one of the side effects of gabapentin, is one reason why users turn to this drug. Some also mix it with other drugs to enhance the effect. Overdoses from gabapentin are so prevalent that the Food and Drug Administration recently commissioned a study to research the uses of the drug. Unlike opiates, there is no antidote for an overdose of gabapentin. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.